Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Tuesday morning here on KSJE, and it's Tuesday morning. That means it's time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. That is when I get to speak with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter to learn about some of the dogs and cats and anything else they have up for adoption this week at the shelter. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And what about yourself?
Pretty good on this lovely December morning.
Right, exactly. Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the pets that are available at the shelter this week. We have a full list of four to go over this week. So talk to me about Panda, who's just adorable.
She is the cutest little puppy. She has actually been living in a foster home because she came in before she was old enough for adoption, and then the fosters had to keep her because of the distemper outbreak in our building to keep her safe. But she has loves to play with her stuffed animals and empty water bottles. She's done great with her foster dog siblings in the home, and played with the kids as well. So if you're looking for an adorable, cute little puppy who will take some time, you know, she'll be a little shy at first because she's going into a new home. But you can call and set up an arrangement to meet her because she still is in a foster home.
Okay, but she's available, ready to go.
But she's available, yep.
Okay, very good. That is Panda, available this week from the shelter, and you can certainly make those arrangements through the shelter, of course. And also on the list is Squiggy.
Yes, Squiggy is a happy-go-lucky one-year-old mixed breed. He loves to go for walks and has energy to play all day long. If you need a buddy to get moving, get out there and get some exercise with, you know, where it's coming up the new year, you want to make a resolution to get moving, Squiggy will help you with that.
All right. Very good. Some of us need that more than others.
Some of us do.
Yeah. So glad to know that Squiggy can help out.
He's ready.
He is. He looks ready to go, too. So that's Squiggy. And then let's talk about some of the cats that are available this week, too. You've got Casey on the list.
Yes, Casey is a one-year-old tabby, just looking for a place to call home. She's very curious and loves to explore and would like to be someone's new best friend and explore her new home and then be cuddle buddies at the end of the day.
Okay, there you go. And on December morning, what could be better?
What could be?
That's true.
I mean, a little chilly morning, you got a lap warmer.
That's true. And then there's Amy. Tell me about Amy.
Amy is a very adventurous cat. She loves attention, and she demands attention, I should say. She is in our social room with one of our other cats right now, and you walk in, and she walks right up to you, and if you don't pet her, she's going to climb up your leg until you do.
Uh-huh.
So she would make a great companion for anyone. If you want to have lots of love to give, she'll give it right back.
Okay. There you go. That is Amy, also available at the shelter this week. And so give us an update. Things certainly with the distemper are improving there. You mentioned a little bit about that, and so that's an important distinction, I think.
Yes, we are still improving. We haven't had anybody showing symptoms. We still have two ISO areas that are closed to the public. And we're going to be testing the dogs in those areas, and hopefully we're optimistic that those results will come back and we'll be able to open fully. Until then, we are still only taking emergency intakes for dogs. So if you find a dog, please, you know, you can try to keep it. We can scan it for you, post it on Facebook to try to find its owner, and so it doesn't have to come to the shelter and possibly be exposed.
Got you. Understood. So you can scan for the chip, right, to try to see if there's an ownership or something, right, to contact them?
Absolutely.
Great. That's an important service. But you've got cats, certainly, and, of course, the dogs that are on the list this week are coming from foster homes, so they haven't been at the shelter, and so I think that's an important thing for folks to realize as well, that they can still adopt some of these great dogs that are coming in from foster homes.
Yes, we still have a few that are out in foster home, and then the ones that are in the building have been cleared by our vets, so they're all good to be adopted.
Okay, very good. Well, Amber, I always appreciate you being with us every week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, we'll talk to you then. Thank you. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, my guest every Tuesday on our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment right here on KSJE Farmington. And thank you for joining us, everybody. Again, KSJE is a listener-supported radio station. As we get to the end of the year, we encourage you to consider supporting KSJE with a year-end donation of support. You can find out all the ways you can support the radio station really by going to our website. That's the easiest way, ksje.com/support. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning a little after 8 o'clock with my guest from the Farmington Public Library. See you tomorrow morning right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.